man, if I'm that business, I'm thinking, wow, you're thinking of me and my circumstances instead of just your own. That's really helpful to me. And so that's going to lead me to be more open to renewing my partnership with you, because I know that you're looking out for my interests instead of just your own.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Mike Vogelaar, Daktronics Sports Marketing Regional Manager. He's going to talk about DSM, sponsorships, and how we're here to help during this time. And we're here today with Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Matt, how you doing over there?
I'm doing good, Justin. Thank you. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic today. But we're here to talk to Mike about a little bit about Daktronics Sports Marketing. Can you give us a summary of what Daktronics Sports Marketing is?
Yeah, so Daktronics Sports Marketing, or we call it DSM, is a division of Daktronics where we help partner with different entities, whether it's a park and rec, a high school, small university, whatever type of property it is, that's basically in need of assistance in putting together a master marketing plan to be able to monetize the assets that they have. And so we've got the experience and the knowledge and the tools to be able to help build a really effective sales plan for these properties so that they can generate as much revenue as possible, and hopefully in turn be able to purchase some of our equipment and generate funds for other different needs that they have as well.
Awesome. And can you tell us a little bit, Mike, about what is your role then with DSM?
Yeah, so I've been with Daktronics Sports Marketing, or DSM, for a little over 11 years now.
Okay.
And so I look over essentially the Southeast. So everywhere from Texas to Oklahoma to North Carolina down to Florida, and manage the team in those states and helping the schools and properties across that region, again, with their sponsorship and advertising sales.
So what exactly would you do on a daily basis, so to speak?
Yeah, so if I'm working with a specific property, I'm constantly juggling multiple schools and projects at one time.
Okay.
But if I'm working with a school, it's, hey, we want to sit down with you, figure out what your needs are, what you feel comfortable selling, kind of doing an asset analysis, essentially. And then from there, put together the sales plan and provide our consulting help and recommendations of what we think you should sell, how you should sell it, or how much we think that you could sell it for. And then we'll help with some of the different resources. We'll help put together the sales literature. In some circumstances, we'll help do on-site training. We'll even go on some of the different advertising sales appointments with the customer. So let's just say the school has a bank or a car dealership in town. We will try and schedule as many appointments as we can on those days and visit all those different businesses, put together, you know, custom presentations, think through some creative marketing and advertising activation ideas for those businesses, and really and truly, hopefully, create a new relationship or a stronger relationship between the school or the property and the new prospective advertiser.
So it's almost like going through this process to say, hey, I'm a high school or a school somewhere, and I want to have a video display or a scoreboard, and I'm not sure how to get sponsorships to go with that that can actually generate revenue or help pay for the display itself. And you kind of step in and try and help with that aspect of it to get those sponsorships to bring in that revenue for them.
That's precisely it. And so these are educators. They're not marketing and advertising people. They might be a principal or an athletic director or a football coach or a basketball coach. And they say, I've got no clue what I'm doing. I don't do sales. And so that's where we go, hey, let us just help you. And the neat thing about Daktronics Sports Marketing, we provide a few different levels of service, but one of them is where we'll help a school or a property with all these different aspects before a purchase is ever made, so that there's no risk to that property. And we'll say, hey, if we help you generate enough revenue, we just ask that you purchase our equipment instead of somebody else's, which is pretty understandable. Mm-hmm. And so people always kind of think, hey, there must be a catch in this. And there's not. The price of the equipment is the price of the equipment. For us, we're betting on ourselves that we're probably going to help you raise more money than what you thought. And so chances are you might be able to get that bigger board, or you might be able to do some other different things, and you're going to be really happy with your experience. and you're going to be a great customer and a great testimony for us in that region. And so, again, we've been doing this for over 11 years. We've helped schools raise over $75 million in sponsorship and advertising sales. I've worked with over 60 different school districts here in the state of Texas. We're helping schools with naming rights for different stadiums. We just helped Prosper ISD with theirs, $2.5 million over a 10-year time period with the local children's hospital.
Wow.
And so there's some revenue opportunities. It's just, are these schools interested in putting this together? So even big schools, but even small, tiny little schools, you know, maybe schools with 50 kids, there's opportunities. It's just, hey, we want to be able to help you at no cost.
Man, you mentioned it, Mike, you know, it's to also help maybe get a bigger display than you want, or just to get the equipment in general, because with a lot of schools, right, they're probably looking at whatever projects they have going on and trying to make that decision between, do I go with a scoreboard, video board, or do I get new bleachers, or do I get new turf? And I know I've heard stories from others in DSM before about, you know, if you can go the route of generating revenue with your Daktronix equipment, you can end up paying off the board, but then using that money to get to those other projects then later as well.
Yeah, we've had schools that have done that have paid off the board, and then they've started working on collecting revenue through the sponsorship and advertising with the scoreboard to be able to pay for, just like you said, bleachers or turf or whatever other different big projects that the school has. And that's just, there's that intrinsic value, you know, where you feel like you're making a difference and being able to help these schools and these communities achieve something that they wouldn't have normally been able to do on their own.
So there's plenty of different ways that Daktronix Sports Marketing can help out a school looking to get a new display. Obviously, we're in a challenging time right now. Events are kind of on hold with the way things are in the world. How do you recommend customers handle their agreements during this time right now today?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, honestly, there's a lot of schools across the country that have advertising agreements in place right now. And they might be invoicing their sponsors once a year, which is traditionally at the beginning of the school year in July or August, or maybe invoicing it quarterly or monthly. And so at some point or another, you're either going to be issuing out an invoice here in the late spring or early summertime period, or asking for a renewal coming up. And so those conversations can be really challenging, especially understanding the current circumstances economically. And so our thought at DSM is, hey, you know what, we want to show these businesses that we're, these schools and the partnerships that we're trying to help cultivate aren't just about the finances. We don't want to just put our hands out for a check, but we really truly want to be able to help these businesses. And so what we're doing is we're putting together some different social media and online exposure concepts and ideas for schools to be able to use to be able to showcase that support for those businesses that are at the stadiums or at the gyms where there's not those activities happening right now, but hopefully we can still help get that exposure for those sponsors. And so that when it does come time for renewal, those businesses understand that, hey, the school is looking out for them. They've been having these conversations for the last 2-3 months. It wasn't just, oh, hey, it's time for you to renew. Are you in or are you out? That's not a true partnership.
Yeah, and you're talking about different examples maybe right now because events are on hold. I think I've seen some examples too on social media of you know, graduation coming up and trying to do something with seniors on football stadiums or their displays there. Have you seen any of those examples out there?
Yeah, you know, we've seen a few different schools try and do almost like senior photos, you know, in front of the video boards and kind of tearing off different times for families to be able to come out and take a photo in front of the scoreboard with the senior's name on there. We've also seen in the state of Nebraska, they had a great NSAA senior salute kind of hashtag that went across the state where people were able to just recognize some of the different student athletes that didn't get to have their spring senior seasons. And so being able to salute them. And so that's one of the things that we really like, being able to see that recognition for those students, but feel like there could be an opportunity for schools to be able to highlight sponsors with that as well. Have a senior salute for your local high school or for your seniors, whether it's for athletics or fine arts, technology, academics, whatever it might be. But if you've got school sponsors or school partnerships, you know, try and factor in and say, hey, this is presented to you by such and such, or tag mm-hmm. them in the Facebook or the Twitter post. These are easy easy things to be able to do and to incorporate the sponsors and the businesses in the community.
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying to be more creative and flexible with that sponsorship to say, okay, look, these events might not happen, but we can still get your business exposure in different ways through the school, like you said, through social media or through these events where you bring people and you have them sponsor the senior headshots or things like that. It sounds like you're looking at different creative ways to still give those businesses their recognition.
That's exactly. So we've come up with kind of a document where we've laid out a few different ideas, about 7 or 8 different concepts. So even, you know, social media highlights and kind of lost moments, the senior salute type deal. We've even got different ideas like coloring sheets or word searches, you know, where you're incorporating a sponsor logo on that document, maybe even creating a contest, you know, for the students, you know, maybe having an elementary bracket, you know, contest, a middle school and a high school bracket. And so, you know, families can kind of get around the table. Mom and dad can be working on their laptop and kids can be working on, you know, these coloring activities and are incentivized by, you know, a contest and a prize potentially. And then all the while, you know, it's brought to you by a certain sponsorship. Doesn't cost the school anything to do that. But for that business, it's extra exposure that they weren't asking for, that they weren't expecting. And so when they're reached out to and say, hey, do you want to be a part of this coloring sheet? We'd love to be able to put your logo on there. Man, if I'm that business, I'm thinking, wow, you're thinking of me and my circumstances instead of just your own. That's really helpful to me. And so that's going to lead me to be more open to renewing my partnership with you because I know that you're looking out for my interests instead of just your own.
And I'm thinking, you know, it's people are craving for things like this right now. You know, you're looking for new opportunities to be able to help out the community and your sponsorships, but it's, whether it's a senior night type thing or the other activities you mentioned, I would say at this time of year, there's usually other things that people might be doing. So they might be engaged, but knowing the current circumstances that we're in right now, as soon as there's anything out there, it seems like, I know it is here, Justin and Brookings, like whenever the city comes together and has something going on, everyone just goes all in on it because they want to do something right now.
Right.
So if customers out there have other ideas for ways that they are fulfilling these types of agreements during this time, Mike, what's a good way that they could share this with others?
Yeah, so we've got different social media pages, you know, Dectronics, Facebook, and Twitter accounts. But, you know, if they want to reach out to Dectronics Sports Marketing and just try and hear some of the ideas that we're doing to be able to, or maybe even schedule just kind of a brainstorming session of what they're seeing or what's worked well for them, and then us be able to also share kind of what we've seen across the country as well, we'd love to do that. And so they can either visit, you know, our website and type in DSM into the search bar, and that'll pull up our information, or they can even contact me directly, and I can get them in touch with the specific DSM rep for that region. And so my contact information, you guys will be able to distribute out.
So I'm curious, you mentioned the coloring sheets or even the social media aspect to get different sponsorship awareness. Are there any other cool ideas you've seen out there that somebody's tried?
Yeah. So some of the other ones that we've seen, it's kind of like a shine bright moment. I know that in the North, there's been a number of schools that have kind of just turned on their stadium lights, you know, on a Friday night, just to be able to showcase that symbol of hope to the community that, hey, we're still here. There's still some normalcy. I know that in the state of Texas, there were a number of different high schools that did the same thing. They all coordinated it and had a hashtag Be the Light. And so universities and high schools all alike turned on their facility lights and then tweeted out and posted different photos. And so that was, again, one of those opportunities where it's, hey, that could be a sponsor to you by somebody. Still finding that balance, right? We don't want to go out and sell these different social media opportunities to businesses. I don't feel like it's the right feeling with the current economic circumstances. So that's why I want to just be able to re-support the current committed sponsors. And okay, heck, you might get some businesses in the community that say, hey, I want to be a part of that. How do I sponsor something? And that could generate some new leads for you. So districts, they're sending out these email blasts, whether it's to the entire community with parents and faculty, or they're just sending these emails out to faculty members. And so this is a great way for schools to be able to incorporate different sponsors and promotions, and they can include the sponsor at the bottom of those emails with either a link to their website or even just a promotion for maybe a restaurant. You know, hey, if you call in, you'll get a 20% discount for this type of menu item that they're trying to promote for that night. We've got other schools that are recognizing essential workers and businesses in the area. This doesn't require a whole bunch of graphic design or anything, but it does require a little bit of research. And so maybe it's just something as simple as we'd like to recognize one of our own parents, Ms. Johnson, an essential workers hero working on the front lines at blank hospital in the ICU. Thank you for all that you do. You know, hashtag, you know, your school mascot or whatever it is, you know, essential hero, essential worker hero. And by doing that, you're incorporating someone from the community, a parent and a sponsor, really nicely and in a way that flows and makes sense. And so instead of maybe the hospital, it could also just be, hey, we want to thank the car dealership, you know, for their service station and servicing vehicles still. You name it, there's a ton of these, or a grocery store. You know, I was talking to a school yesterday and they've got a grocery store that's a sponsor with them. Well, this makes perfect sense, you know, and being able to do a shout out like this. These things aren't expected. There may not be a huge ROI on these things, but it's also just the fact that you're thinking about them that matters to these businesses and also to these you know, families in the community.
Yeah, and you're going through these different ideas, Mike, and it reminded me of something we did, I think it was a couple weeks ago, was the hashtag Light It Blue. I think there were high schools, colleges, professional sports venues where they were all trying to, you know, light up their venues, their LED displays to be on blue. It was either all blue or have a message, but to show appreciation for our healthcare workers out there, they're dealing with all of this right now. So it's kind of a, it's one of those cool things. We end up collecting like a whole bunch of those. We saw them coming in a lot. We made a moment on Twitter and then a highlight on Instagram. But that's one of those things that, like you had said, though, it was to let everyone know that they're not alone in this. There are people still out there doing things. So it's really cool when you start to see customers do stuff like that.
Yeah. And, during this time, is there any other advice you'd give to people that are trying to handle these sponsorships?
Yeah, again, the key is being proactive. You don't want to hear from the sponsors first, because that means something's gone wrong. And so you, whoever your sponsors are, you at least want to send them an email, or honestly, a phone call is best, right? Just to be able to say, hey, We just want to check in and see how you guys are doing. How can we help you? They might share some different ways that you aren't thinking. And on that phone call, you can also say, hey, we were thinking of some other different ideas ahead of this, you know, and maybe it's a restaurant. You know, one of the other ideas that we have is a reverse spirit night. We're also used to, you know, those, you know, booster club, you know, evenings or club meetings, where it's, hey, go to this restaurant and, you know, you'll get 15% of the proceeds back to your club or organization as a fundraiser, right? Well, what if these schools just instead called these restaurants and said, hey, we want to select you as our reverse spirit night restaurant. And, you know, what's a good night for you? What's a good menu? What type of marketing, you know, do you want to do? And we just want to encourage our community to come visit y'all and us being able to support you since you've supported us so many times in the past. It doesn't cost the district anything, even if just five people showed up that night. I'm telling you, if I'm the restaurant owner and I'm getting a call from the school and saying, hey, we want to do this for you, I'm probably in tears, just thinking, man, this is totally unnecessary, totally unexpected, but you're thinking about me. Something like that is just huge in what you're trying to do. And so it may be your smallest partner, but that doesn't matter, because what matters is that you're doing the right thing in these situations. And this is just a way to be able to support the community even more so. So, yeah, that would be my recommendation, is reach out to your sponsors, check on how they're doing, but also come with a potential idea or recommendation or solution, which is, again, kind of what we're trying to build out in this plan here for different schools that again, want to be proactive in this approach.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome idea. That, I mean, imagine being the business that they reach out to. That'd be fantastic. And I like what you said about being proactive during this time too, and reaching out. One thing I've heard is communication. There's a lot more communication going on. People are just reaching out to talk to one another, make sure everyone's doing okay. And that's a way for the schools to do that with the businesses that in their community that they've been good partners with over the years, or they're even new partners, just reaching out, showing that they care. That's a really great idea.
Well, you don't want to be the group that's just hiding in the corner waiting for your check, right?
Yeah.
is essentially what Mike's been saying. You be exactly. proactive. You reach out instead of just saying, you know, oh, I hope they don't call me, and I hope they just keep sending me checks. You don't want to be that person.
Yeah, there's that fear mentality of, well, I don't want to make waves where there's not, you know, I don't want to make trouble where there's not. And so I'm not going to reach out to them. And I'd say, man, the trouble is going to come one way or another if there is trouble. And so why not just be above reproach and just lead in that conversation? And so all these ideas and this whole mentality of reaching out to that sponsor, for these coaches or athletic directors, this is really low on their, you know, priority list right now. It's been trying to figure out how to do online schooling, how to figure out, you know, budgets, how to figure out, you know, what the future is going to look like, and managing families and students and you know, district personnel. This is really low. So that's why we're just trying to help people understand, hey, this is important. And we want to do a lot of the work for you, and come up with different ideas so that you're not overwhelmed with, you know, this whole task, but the work that you can put into this will pay dividends, huge dividends, both in the short and long term.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, there's a lot of ideas you're sharing out here today, Mike, and it's awesome. And you're also, you know, we talked about making sure that we put in our show notes some way for people to interact with us and let us know ideas they're having, because that's the beauty of this, right? We always say it's, you know, idea hacking or idea sharing,
right?
Just letting other customers mm-hmm. know that they don't have to come up with all this. Dactronics has this, I don't say it's a vault, but we have this big group of ideas that keep coming in. And depending upon, you know, when you listen to this podcast episode right now, if it's in a week after we record this, 2 weeks after, Mike may have heard like 2 to 3 different stories in that time even. So, I mean, you're sharing a lot of ideas right now, but they're not going to stop coming in. So we definitely encourage everyone to reach out to Dactronics here whenever you listen to this, because we probably have new ideas even after this is done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what DSM does. We want to be able to truly help our customers and our schools. And we didn't have to put all this stuff together. We didn't have to put together these ideas and presentation pieces and proactively reach out to our schools and just let them know about this. But that's the type of business and partner we are. We want to help see our schools succeed like this in their communities. And so there's no cost or charge to this. This is just a collection of ideas. And that's our whole mentality, is we want to help schools excel in their communities and just be that beacon of light, whether it's during COVID or even after COVID and the stadiums are filled. We just want to be able to help. And so that's why we always just say, hey, please give us a call, you know, talk to us about what you're looking for. We're completely different than every other business and scoreboard business out there. No one does what we do. No one will come and visit you in person, walk through your site, figure out what your needs are. There's some businesses that will just shoot you information and go, hey, figure this out on your own. Hey, there, we helped you with sports marketing. But no one's going to be there intimately with you, wanting to cheer and root you on and essentially assign a specific regional DSM rep to you. So we'd love to help no matter your circumstances, whether you've got 10-year-old equipment, 1-year-old equipment, or you don't even have our equipment. We just want to be able to talk and help you.
I think the earlier the better is what I've always heard too, right? Because when you're looking to, let's say, set prices for sponsorships for those assets, you want to make sure you get it right the first time, because it's really hard to come back over on that later after it's installed, right?
You nailed it. The worst thing that a property can do is have an inexperienced person just start throwing out pricing and packaging and talking to different businesses without having really thought through, you know, what's the effect going to be in 3 years from now because of that benchmark that we've created? What's the effect going to be in 5 years and 10 years? Because this is a brand new chapter, brand new opportunity to kind of start fresh. And so you have to make sure that your plan is thought through, which is why all of our DSM reps, we've all got 5 years of experience or more, or at least have teammates in the regions that can be able to help support and come up with these different ideas to be able to make sure that you're not stepping into, you know, common mistakes. And we don't want you to negotiate a bad deal and then you're stuck with it for 5 years or for 10 years, because I've come across a lot of schools that have done that and they kick themselves later on.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike, for sharing that. That's good information. And we're going to put some contact information in the show notes here to make sure that if any schools want to reach out and see how we can help them during this time, help them with their sponsorships and talking to their customers. And if you can help talk their customers through this type of thing and what you can do during this time, we want to make sure they can reach out and get that information from you guys right away. But I do want to thank you for coming on today and sharing all this information. It was great talking to you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dectronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.